I know that you're applauding to hear George Beverly Shea sing again. But instead, I think I'm going to ask him to come and join me and Cliff Barrows in a song. Sometimes forget the lyrics, so you'll forgive me, but we're going to, we haven't practiced it in some time.
What are we going to sing?
The only one we know.
This delight of mine, I'm going to let it shine, this delight of mine, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to a very special Billy Graham Crusade on a Friday. Good Friday. Happy Good Friday. The day's almost over, but Good Friday, Friday being April the 7th, 2023. How you doing? This is CA, on-air personality on the iHeartRadio studio here in beautiful downtown Fort Worth, up top the tower. Face Studio 1, we're going to be making you feel like you're at the crusade. We got a great one that's going to be coming up from Dr. Graham here in a little bit, The Cost of Not Following Jesus, back in his 1975 crusade in Lubbock, Texas. But I wanted you to hear him say the word no a couple of times on This Little Light of Mine, the song he was singing. He put in a couple of the no's, and then you could see him, just hear him in the background. That's the only song that I have. It's like a one minute and 40-second clip that I wanted you guys to hear. Someone had asked me, CA, can you tell me about that one? Absolutely, that's what it is, guys. Again, let me get everything adjusted here. I'm at the studio. It's a beautiful, cool day here in Fort Worth. Hope everybody's doing well. If we can help you out on anything during this broadcast on this upcoming Holy Weekend, as we remember our Lord and Savior on Good Friday, as he was nailed to the cross, you know, he paid for our sins. He didn't have to, but he loves us. And oh, Jesus, we love you so much. We're going to play a Clip Barrel song, and then we'll start off with Billy Graham on his sermon. And then after that, we're going to have a George Bev Shea during a close. So here we go. Let's kick it off right now. Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, Clip Barrels.
Hey!
Amen. Now, I feel it upon my heart. I'm going to have a little programming change here. I'm going to play you a Bev Shea song before we get to Billy Graham. I want you to feel like you're at the crusade. Just imagine sitting there. Imagine you being all by yourself, you and Jesus, and you're at an arena, and you're getting ready for Dr. Graham to come out and preach the gospel to tell you the good news. But before we do that, you got George Beverly Shea being called up and he's singing this song to you. Listen to this song. Wasn't that some great music in closing after the Billy Graham sermon, The Cost of Not Following Jesus, on a Good Friday, today being April the 7th, 2023, on Billy Graham Friday's a very special edition, Holy Weekend. As Dr. Graham, we get to hear some of his timeless messages this weekend. This is back in 1975 in Lubbock, Texas. So just imagine again, you all are at the arena and you're just sitting there, or maybe sitting at your house listening on iHeartRadio, maybe beamed onto your television or the Alexa or whatever it may be. You're listening, and or maybe listening to Amazon Music on iHeartRadio. You're listening to all these different things, but you're sitting in the arena and you're listening, just you and God, as Billy Graham delivers this message, The Cost of Not Following Jesus, back in 1975, Lubbock, Texas. Enjoy.
Now I want you to turn with me to the 14th chapter of Luke's Gospel, beginning at verse 25. I want to talk tonight on the subject, the cost of not following Jesus. And there went great multitudes with him, and he turned and said unto them. Now think of it, great multitudes of people would follow Jesus. And he turned and said unto them, stop. Count the cost. If you're not willing to put me before your father and your mother and your wife and your children and your brothers and your sisters and your own life also, you cannot be my follower. I've got to be first. And whosoever doth not bear his cross, whosoever does not bear that old rugged cross with me, cannot be my follower. For which of you intending to build the tower sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he hath sufficient to finish it? Lest happily after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king going to make war against another king sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassador and desireth conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever, that's you and me, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, cannot be my follower. And there are many people in this stadium tonight that are not his followers. You think you are. You have all the religious trappings, but you have not paid the price of following Jesus Christ. You're a hanger-on. You're following afar off. He has not received you. He has not committed himself to you. I'm not interested in just big crowds coming in. I'm not interested in a great crowd of people coming forward. I'm interested in those that are willing to count the cost and mean business for Christ that'll go all the way with him. But I want to speak tonight on something different, as I've already said. I want to speak from the opposite end. I want to speak to you on what it cost not to be a Christian. First, to not be a Christian cost you peace of conscience and heart. You'll never have it. The Bible says, there is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. You say, but I'm not a wicked person. When the Bible talks about being wicked, it doesn't mean what you think is wicked. The wicked here does not mean a criminal or vicious, but anyone who has not surrendered your will to God. There is no peace to any of you that have not surrendered your will to God. Oh, yes. You can drown your conscience. The Bible says you can have a dead conscience. You can have a hardened conscience. The Bible says that you can go on in your sins so long that your conscience no longer speaks. And you may drown your conscience in pleasure and fun and merriment and gaiety and good times and all the rest. And sex and drugs. You can drown your conscience. And when you've reached that point, you're in serious danger, because you may never come to God, because the Spirit of God has to speak to you and convict you and disturb you and sometimes even frighten you before you will come to Christ. It will cost you peace. And there's nothing in the world like going to bed at night with a clear conscience and a pure conscience, and a clean conscience, and having peace with God. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you have peace with God? Secondly, there's the cost of joy. If you don't come to Jesus Christ, you'll never know real, lasting joy. For several months now, one of the three or four bestsellers in this country has been The Promise of Joy. But overall, with suicide among young people doubling in the past couple years, joy is in very short supply among young people today. Jesus gave us the promise of real joy and real happiness, that your joy may be full, he said. But Satan's lie is this. If you come to Jesus Christ, you're going to have to give up a lot of your good times. If you come to Jesus Christ, it's going to be one of those narrow way of living. You don't have a good time. There's no joy. There's no fun. You've never been around Christian young people, have you? You've never heard the laughter and the joy that comes from deep down inside, not dependent on circumstances, but dependent entirely upon the Spirit of God that dwells within, that produces supernatural joy, a joy that the world can never know. There are thousands of people here tonight that'll never know the joy that some of us sitting on this platform know. There's a depth to our joy. There's a height to it and a breadth to it and a thrill to it that all the kicks in the world can never give you. But Satan whispers in your ear. You'll never know the real sunshine and joy and happiness till you receive Christ. Ask anyone who's ever tried the sins of the world and afterward tried Jesus, which is better and which is the most satisfying joy. Have you made your choice? Then thirdly, by not following Christ, it will cost you hope. It'll cost you hope. And one of our great scientists recently said, we live by hope. And the world seemingly has so little hope. Jean-Paul Sartre, on his 70th birthday in France this summer, said there's no purpose to life at all. I was in France and I was watching him on the television. The Bible says we're saved by hope. Faith and hope go together. Which are you going to choose, the hope of tomorrow or just the hope of today? I choose the hope of today and tomorrow. I would rather be the poorest child of God tonight with the absolute certain hope that with the rising of eternity's sun and the opening of eternity's bank, that I will be an heir of God and a joint heir of the Lord Jesus Christ, than to be the richest man in the world tonight. What shall it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lost his own soul? Daniel Webster once said, one may live as a conqueror or a king or a judge, but he must die as a man. It's appointed unto man once to die. You are going to die. Whether you're a general, whether you're a millionaire, whether you are a professor, whatever your job, you're going to die. We are destined for death. And then fourthly, by not coming to Christ or following Christ, you lose the knowledge of the purpose and meaning of your life on this planet. Did you hear Eric Severide the other night when he was talking about this, the signature of all these scientists that said that there's nothing to astrology? And Eric Severide was commenting on it, and he was commenting on the fact that people are believing more today in the occult and in astrology and religion and all the rest of it. He said that part of it is because people haven't found the purpose of life. And in a national meeting of college and family physicians and psychiatrists and psychologists in Atlanta, Georgia, just a few weeks ago, Dr. Mallory, the great psychiatrist, said this: unhappiness is common today because people have lost their sense of purpose. And he blamed it on their departure from religious belief. Now, God has a plan for you. God has a purpose for you. And you're in danger of missing it. And that's what it costs not to be a Christian. If there was no other argument for coming to Christ, that alone would cause me, as a young man or a young woman here tonight, to come to Christ. Just to find the purpose of my life, to find a plan for my life. He will help you in the choice of your life's mate. He'll help you in your vocation. He'll help you in your choice about your education. Every area of your life, there's a purpose, there's a plan. And to walk day by day and to know that I'm in a plan that was devised for me before the foundation of the earth is one of the most thrilling and exciting things in the world. Fifthly, by not coming to Jesus Christ, you sacrifice God's favor. You lost God's favor by sin. And the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not on the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. God's wrath abides on you now. And not some future awful day of judgment, but the wrath of God. That means, that wrath of God there in that passage means the burning, intense displeasure of God rests upon you right now. As you go to sleep tonight, thinking about the message that you've heard, and know that God is displeased with you, that he's intensely unhappy and displeased with you, and the wrath of God abides on you. I couldn't sleep tonight. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father who is in heaven, said Jesus. And that displeasure and that wrath is not only now, but it's going to be out into eternity. Not to follow Christ is going to cost the sacrifice of eternal life. Carlyle, the great philosopher, once said, one life, a little gleam of time between two eternities. You and I have this one little gleam of time. It's appointed unto man once to die. But when you know Christ, it's eternity, eternal life. And you can't take what you've got with you. I've never seen a U-Haul following a hearse. Eternal life begins here and now tonight. I have eternal life in my heart. But the full working out of eternal life will not be until I'm out in eternity. And that fellowship with God, I wouldn't trade for anything in all the world. It was calculated the other day that we Americans spend $25 billion annually to get rid of pain. The Bible says hell is a place of pain. Heaven is a place where there is no pain, neither sorrow nor crying nor night nor death. The former things have passed away. I'm looking forward to heaven. My citizenship is there. I already have a lot of friends there. I'm looking forward to it. You take the greatest and the deepest and the highest and the purest and the most thrilling and the most satisfying and the most overflowing moment of supreme joy that you've ever known in all your life, multiply it a million times, and you have only a faint conception of what eternal life means. What does it mean to perish? You go down to the deepest into sin and the corruption of your nature and the depravity of your character, the worst moment that you've ever had, the worst drug bondage you ever heard about, multiply that up a million times, and you have a little glimpse of what eternity without God is going to be.
Amen. There we go. On a Friday, a Good Friday message, in a different way, the cost of not following Jesus. So I hope you guys got a lot out of that. Now we're going to play you a George Beverly Shea, and then I have one more George Beverly Shea, and then we'll close out in prayer. If we can help you, email address morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com, or guys, text a prayer to me. Go to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, like my Facebook page, text me your information. When you click on station information, we'll pray for you. If you got saved or anything we can help you with, we're here, okay? All right, let's do it right now. The Old Rugged Cross, George Bev Shea.
I was just a small boy in Winchester, Ontario, when one day two fine singers from the USA came to our home and asked my mother to play for them while they sang a song they said was new, The Old Rugged Cross. I stood transfixed near the piano and watched their faces as they described in this tender song the suffering of the Lord. At a later time, I came to know the wonder of God's forgiveness. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross.
Caring not my Lord was crucified. No
Jesus everything. Now I gladly own him as my king. Now my raptured soul can only sing.
George Beverly Shea. I love playing that music. I hope you guys enjoyed that. A little history real quick about Bev, George Bev Shea. He lived to be about, believe it or not, 113 years old, if I'm not mistaken. One of the oldest living members, the first one to go to be with the Lord, of course, George Bev Shea. He is actually, his body is actually buried out there at the Billy Graham Library, along with Dr. Graham, who passed away at 99, but during conceiving at, when he was conceived, it would really be classified at 100, believe it or not. And then of course, he passed away in his about 86, 87, if I'm not mistaken. And that was, Cliff Barrels. So it was really George Bev Shea, Cliff Barrels. Anyway, the whole gang's out there. I can imagine when Billy Graham entered the pearly gates of heaven, I'm sure his wife was there, family members were there. Of course, number one, God, just bowing down before Jesus. And there was his buddies, Bev and Cliff. What an amazing trio. Can't wait in the future one day when I'm up there with the Heavenly Father and I get to meet those guys. They always bless me, let me tell you. And I'm sure God's got other work they're doing right now. I just love those guys. And we're going to continue to pray to play Billy Graham Fridays and a little bit more of this crusade this weekend on the Holy Weekend. And I want you, if you have any questions, guys, always feel free. We're always reachable here. MorningsBrew@gmail.com. MorningsBrew@gmail.com. Also, that's our email address. Go to our Facebook page. Like me on Facebook. Share this podcast anytime, anywhere, to anyone that today's message, what would it be, the cost of not following Jesus back in 1975 at his crusade in Lubbock, Texas. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you for your loyalty and everything. Let's lead off in a prayer as you enjoy your Good Friday. Sunday's a-coming, okay? Dear Jesus, we thank you so much for all you do as we remember Good Friday. Remember how you sent your son. Jesus came down, did ministry, and he paid the ultimate sacrifice for people like me and all the other people in the whole entire world. He did it because he loves us. God, I thank you for sending your son. I thank you, Jesus. I know you're up there. I believe in you. I'm a believer. Thank you for saving my soul and other people's soul. Thank you, God. We love you. Every day should be a holy weekend with you. I just get getting goosebumps here at the studio this evening, just praising your holy name. And I love you. Forgive us of all of our many sins. Let us have a good weekend as we always remember you as Resurrection Sunday's around the corner. For we praise you in Jesus' name. We ask and pray. And all God's people said in 110% total agreement, amen. And always remember, the devil's already been defeated because our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is the victor. Amen. Amen. All right, guys, this is CA saddling up and leaving Faith Studio 1 here in beautiful downtown Fort Worth, the iHeartRadio studio. Y'all have a great day. Bye for now.